My name's Brad Kenny. I'm a Career Engagement Support Officer for the Department of Education and Early Childhood. I have three schools that I work with, approximately around 65 to 70 kids at those three schools within the Bairnsdale area.
How important is language in restoring the identity for the Koori community in Gippsland?
That's a very good question. I personally think it's something that we need to take hold of. It's something very important. It's a language that I'm really grateful at the moment. I'm nearly completing a two-year course with Lynette Dent-Solomon at Morwell Gipps TAFE, nearly at the end of it, so that once I've completed this, I can then take that language back into the schools, because our people, our elders, pass these languages down to us. And I think it is very important that we keep our language. It's a strong part of our culture, and it's the way that we talk with each other.
What are the sort of the key features of the Koori language?
Some of the sounds, the vowels and that have different sounds but mean the same. Such as English language might have an A and a U that actually in the Koori language actually sounds with OO words, such as double O. So it is hard to get your mind around it and your tongue, but once you have the vowel situation sorted, it's quite easy.
Hi, my name's Pauline Dent and I work at Gipps TAFE in the Koori unit as a teacher.
Today we've been looking a little bit at Koori language, and you seem to know a little bit about place names. So can you run us through some of the places around Gippsland and tell us what they mean?
Okay, the first one is Warrigal, which means dingo. Kawa means hills, which is really fitting because if you look at Kawa, there's hills surrounding it. Yarram means river, and also like the Tambo means fish, so place of many fish. Malo is pronounced in Gunno Malu, which means white clay.
What about Terelgan?
Oh, Terelgan is place of many little fishes.
And what about Goongara?
That means possum.
Bryagalong?
Oh, I think Bryagalong is derivative of Bryagalong, which is one of the five clans of the Gunai Kurnai area.
What does Gunai Kurnai mean? Do they have a meaning, those two words?
Gunai Kurnai means man, so man belonging to.
Back to my homeland, far away.
I think that our people for many years have been nomadic, where they've changed direction and where they're travelling, but from the top end of Australia, not only did they swap stories and tools along their way, but they actually swap languages. And I find that some of our language that we use at the moment with Lynette is, it's almost that we have some parts of other cultures involved in the way it's spelt and the way it's said. Thindu Dala. That is very, the way it's spelt and said is very, very common in the way that Indonesian people talk and the way they spell. Thindu meaning here I am or here that, or there it is, saying, you know, it's pretty much spot on, or, you know, the language is not the same, but the spelling and the way that it's said is pretty much the same.
When I was at primary school, we learned all about Captain Cook and the First Fleet, and that's changing now. We're almost potentially moving towards more of a New Zealand model where we're learning Indigenous culture as part of our curriculum at primary school. How has that all come about?
The Aboriginal culture is probably one of the oldest in the world, if not the oldest. People recognise that there's a need for it, that there are in the curriculum parts of the curriculum that we involve the culture and the heritage and the awareness, and once again, you know, language is a strong, strong part of that culture.